Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:05 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning, good morning.
And Seth Habagger.
Good morning, everyone.
We want you all to hang out and join us and have some fun this morning. We're going to get into some really cool stuff. We have got some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day coming up. Want to get into a little entertainment news and also want to talk about this new term that is going around, shrinkflation. I want to talk about that as well, all that coming up for you. Mm-hmm. Real quickly, just wanted to dive into Billboard's year-end charts.
Ooh.
That are here. Billboard's year-end charts are here, and probably the most surprising results is Harry Styles doesn't have the Hot 100 Song of the Year. That is a little surprising, actually. So just going to look at a quick rundown of the Hot 100 songs. Number one on the list, or actually I'll start at number five. Number five was Shivers from Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
Easy on Me from Adele.
Okay.
Stay from Kid Lario and Justin Bieber.
Okay.
As It Was from Harry Styles.
Number two.
Yeah. And number one was Heat Waves from Glass Animals. I found that a little surprising.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just assumed Harry Styles would run away with all
yes,
of this.
Right.
Top artists, Morgan Wallen was number five. Drake was number four. Harry Styles was the third.
Man.
Taylor Swift at number two.
No surprise there.
And a little surprising, if you don't know too much about him, but number one artist, top artist on Billboard, Bad Bunny.
What? Wow.
Now, the thing that Bad Bunny has that these other performers don't necessarily is Taylor Swift is huge. Household name.
Oh, yeah.
You can make the argument biggest artist in this country. I think it's a toss-up between her, Beyonce, maybe Adele.
Yep.
Adele, huge. Got the European connection, all these things. Harry Styles, a very similar story. And then you add on the boy band stuff and everything. Got quite the list. And then there is an artist like Bad Bunny, who is, he's huge in the States here. And he's also huge. Huge in this Latin American country and this Latin American country and this
point.
Latin American country.
Yes.
He is like, there's a big difference of being a popular artist here or even in Europe.
Yep.
Then you have Latin artists and that is a whole other level.
You are absolutely right.
I love talking about this too, because I hope it shows not only, because music shows how connected we are. You got millions of Bad Bunny fans here. You got millions of them in Ecuador and Chile and all over in Colombia and all over the place. Similar with these other artists and everything.
These are like global people. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's pretty cool. Top artists of duo and group, Fleetwood Mac was number five.
Whoa. Okay.
When we joke about having classic rock songs in commercials, like, this is the reason why people continue to do it.
Yep.
The Beatles were number four.
That's
this is for 2022.
I was going to say, where are we?
Number three was BTS. Not surprising. Very similar to what I was saying about Bad Bunny.
Worldwide,
worldwide famous, Imagine Dragons, number two. Now, that is a little shocking.
That is a little surprising.
I didn't know they were that popular still.
Yeah.
And Glass Animals, number one. I like them. They're a good band. They're a really good band.
I don't
band.
Know if I've ever checked them out yet. I'm not curious now.
They're
so.
Different. I like what they do. Good stuff. So just a quick kind of rundown of looking at the Billboard charts.
Yeah. Interesting.
I wanted to also touch on our weekend lineup, Seth.
Sure.
And go over some of our live content that's going on this weekend. Now, of course, we have the Sunshine Polka Show twice.
Two times.
Two times, everybody.
Yes.
I want everybody to keep that in mind and spread the word about that. The Sunshine Polka Show on at 7 in the morning. So you can go ahead and catch it right away when you wake up with your coffee and get into it and enjoy the greatest polka show of all time, Tim Hubbelt's polka, Sunshine Polka Party. And you can enjoy it at noon as well.
That's right. We are super. I mean, this is such a. It's like why didn't we think of this before,
it is
right?
It's one of those things.
We should have done this before.
I saw the email from Chuck and it's like, don't. It's like, oh, we should have been doing this forever. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now that football is over, there won't be as much conflict. And so we're like, why don't we just keep them at both times?
Yeah.
People love it. Why not? Let's do it.
So be sure to check that out, of course. And leading into that is, of course, the Over the Back Fence.
That is correct.
From 11 to noon. Join us for Over the Back Fence. Now, that'll be back kind of week. I don't see any interruptions anytime in the schedule right now.
Possibly a basketball game here and there. But yeah. I think for the most part, we will be back on a regular Saturday from 11 to 12 on Over the Back Fence. So
you're doing something fun on Over the Back Fence, too, right now, too. Is it oil giveaway coming up?
No. We just actually
every other.
It's every month, I think, we're doing it.
Okay.
Just keep that in mind, everybody. There, well, every month, going through the next couple of months, Gray Service will be giving away a free oil change. We gave our first one away last Saturday. That was a lot of fun. So stay tuned. I can't tell you when it'll be, so you'll have to listen. All right.
Shout out to Gray Services. Certainly appreciate them. And also wanted, of course, mention Sunday. And Sunday, we will have Seth Faces Music from 6 to 8.
That's right.
One of our favorite shows we have here on these airwaves. Seth, what you have a theme this week?
I do. And my theme this week is, so I was thinking of what is the most important organ that we have in our body? And I was like, well, it's not going to be the pancreas. So, and there's not many songs about the pancreas. So I'm like, what is the one that well, it's the heart, of course. We sing about the heart.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be the skin.
The skin.
Nice.
I could probably do one about the skin. Nice.
Probably could.
Let's start off with the obvious one first. Okay, let's go with the heart, because not only is it the love, you know, the love organ, as people, you know, say that's where it comes from, but it also keeps us alive. So why not, you know?
Yeah.
little bit of both there.
Puts oxygen to our brain, which we need. So that's a good one. So yeah, songs about the heart this week on Seth Faces the Music. It's going
to
be fun.
Nice.
And be sure to spread the word, everybody. Our newest show, A Director's Cut, that is on from 8 to 9 on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
We've been having a lot of fun with this show. We want to get every single artist in this area on that show when it's all said and done.
Exactly.
So if you're an artist, if you know an artist out there, reach out to Seth and I. You can email us, james@wfhr.com or seth@wfhr.com. Email us, get us that information, and we'll get you on the airwaves with us. It's a mutually beneficial thing.
Absolutely.
We help promote you. We are AM, we are FM, we are streaming, we are podcasted. We help you get these, we help promote you, and you help us fill content. It's a win-win situation.
That's exactly right. And I just want to let people know that we do have a couple of artists in the works right now that we are, it's just scheduling issues, of course, that always comes up with musicians. So just keep that in mind, everyone. But so keep listening. We're going to be having more of this coming up here as we get more guests. So just tune in, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we can't really say anything just yet, but we got some great, great artists going to be joining us.
Yes,
we're looking forward to that. And this Sunday, not only are Seth and I going to talk about like some recommendations, we've got we're going to talk about some local bands and where you can hear them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also get into kind of a segment idea. Take my money, please.
Shut up and take my money.
Yes. That's a segment that we're going to be doing. I cannot wait. That is going to be great. I have a book recommendation I want to throw out there as well.
Ooh, nice.
Ages ago, it feels like it was 20 years ago, Melissa, Seth, and I did a little radio play.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
And we've been looking for an opportunity to put this out there. Actually, I think we did this when Marcus still ran things.
Yes, it was when Marcus was still here,
yep.
And we just have never had a chance to really put that out there. So we're going to do it now. We're going to do it this Sunday. We'll have it for you, and it'll be a part of Director's Cut. Mm-hmm. Probably play at the end of the show. And wrap up the show.
Yeah.
And it's just a fun play we did. Had some fun with it and everything. And we'll look to do more of those things with WFHR Theater, if you will.
Yeah, that's right.
Looking forward to doing more of that stuff. But again, please spread the word about the show. This team here is working so hard on all of these original shows.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't catch them live, no worries. They're podcasted.
Yep.
You can catch them right at Civic Media. Go to Civic Media, all one word, civicmedia.us.
Yes.
You go there. Not only can you catch all of our stuff here at WFHR and WIRI, but all of our sister stations and brother stations and cousin stations out there that are all under the umbrella of Civic Media.
Yep.
Very proud of every one of our stations and every voice that you hear on these stations.
Indeed.
Very proud. Again, civicmedia.us is it. Stream and download the app while you're at it as well.
Yes.
Unfortunately, audio, you know, radio isn't what it used to be, and especially AM radio isn't what it used to be, and you can't always get us in. And for years, we've heard from listeners, we're in Grand Rapids, and I can't get you in, or something like mm-hmm. that. Well, FM radio has really helped that, where you can catch us at 97.5. But if you're streaming us, no worries. You've got us anytime.
Right. Anytime you want. Yep.
You download crystal that clear. Civic Media app, and you hear us crystal clear, and you do not want to miss that. I encourage you to do that, everybody. So, wanted to dive into this one as well. There's a big conversation going on right now about shrinkflation. And there is a gentleman who is making the rounds, doing really important work, trying to bring attention to this. Mm-hmm. His name is Edgar Dworsky. He works over at Consumer World, and you can find out more about this and other things at consumerworld.org.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that in the last couple of years, if not less than that, people have been, you know, I go and I buy a box of cereal, and I've been buying this same box of cereal for years, but it seems smaller,
mm-hmm.
or it seems like the contents are smaller, but yet the price is the same, or the price has gone up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And people are, there are so many people out there that think they're going crazy. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, they think they're losing their mind. Like, what has happened here and stuff? Because these companies, of course, don't tell us they're doing this.
Oh, no, not at all.
Why would they?
They change, grand style to family size, and that kind of thing. There's a couple of cereals, and I don't want to call any companies out here or anything like that. So I'm going to be very generic with the details here. Yeah. But there's a couple of cereal brands that the box has gotten bigger, but you look at the ingredient, the
amount, right? Yeah,
yeah, and that's gone down. But yet they're charging the same prices.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been dubbed shrinkflation, and it's been going on for a while. And Edgar here has been making the rounds, going over almost every single product to tell people, hey, this is the same or this is different. And it's not to say, well, I'll never buy this product again. It's just to be aware of it.
Exactly. That this happens. And you know, James, you said, you know, you didn't want to call any specific out. They all do it. Everybody does it.
You're right.
So it's not one or two companies here we're talking about.
But you guys, think for a second about the fact that they have to redesign the package. In some places, they have to redesign like how their production facilities work. Mm-hmm. Buy new machinery to make a smaller bottle to put the liquid in so that it still looks similar.
Right, exactly.
But actually contains less product.
Mm-hmm.
That is wrong.
Yeah.
The money that they have to spend on advertising campaigns and everything, you would think that they'd, instead of doing all these things that Melissa just said and that, you just keep doing the same old thing. Here's the thing. I agree with you, Melissa. I think it's wrong, too. I don't think I'd feel the same way if they were more upfront about it. Domino's Pizza announced in January it was shrinking the size of its 10-piece chicken wings to 8 pieces for the same price, a carryout price. And they were very honest about this with their consumers.
They're
like, we want to keep getting pizza to you right away. We have to cut corners somewhere. This is where we have to do it. Everybody experienced the pandemic. Everybody been through this.
Yep.
So it's not like you have to hide like why this is or anything like that. If anything, even you have a built-in excuse.
Exactly.
And then add in avian flu since we're talking about chicken wings.
Right. True. Right. There's not as many as there was. Yeah.
Well, no, because they had to depopulate so many flocks across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely think that consumers are a lot better about this stuff than people would, if you gave them credit, if you gave them a try here and gave them a shot and say, hey, this is different now, and, you know, owned it. I think it'd be a lot different.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know what you were just saying about Domino's? They came out and said, okay, so this is what we did, and this is the reason we did it. If you want us, you know, instead of raising prices, we kept the same price, but we're giving you a little bit less.
Yeah.
And that's fine. If people don't want, say, whatever, well, then that's their, you know, thing. That's fine. Mm-hmm. If you're a bad reaction to it, that's up to you. But at least they were put it out there instead of just sneaking it in like a lot of companies do.
Right. Treat consumers like they have intelligence.
Exactly.
We do.
Yes.
It's kind of the same argument we always make about the government. Mm-hmm. Hey, treat us like adults.
Please.
Treat us like we can, you know, you don't have to hide things from us. We can handle things, you know. I know that that's a little far-fetched sometimes because we see some of the things our fellow Americans do.
True.
But the majority of us, I like to think, have a rational brain and can kind of handle, hey, my cereal box is 21% smaller than it was before.
Right.
This is why it is. Okay, I accept that. There's not going to be riots in the streets and everything. And people
I want more cornflakes.
How dare you mess with my Raisin Bran? How dare you? So that is one example. Another, just going to go through a couple examples here for people know what to look for. Mm-hmm. Juices like Simply Lemonade have gone from 64 ounces to 59 to 52 over the years, while the price has remained the same.
Mm-hmm.
Dove soap shrinks has been shrinking since 2019.
Wow.
Paper towels, new Bounty paper towel on the left and the old one. So we're looking at them here, and you can see a huge difference in the quality. And
especially the size, they're a little bit,
The size, and one of them's thinner,
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Detergent. Now, detergent's a big one. I noticed that one right away.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to mess with you, too, because the size of the bottle's different, but they say instead of 47 more loads, 75 more loads. But it's
basic, yeah.
Another one, tomatoes. The eight year old recipe I'm used calling for 15 ounce can of stewed tomatoes. Now it has to be 14.5.
You ruined my recipe. No.
Right. This isn't just our food either. Cat food was $55 for like 24 5.8 ounce cans. Now it's $62 for 24 5.1 ounce cans. That's 0.7 ounces less per can and $7 more per case.
Wow. Doesn't seem like a lot, but it can add up for sure.
Oh, my goodness, it adds up. I mean, food is the biggest part of a lot of people's budgets.
Exactly.
Pringles, they went from 200 grams to 180.
How dare you, Pringles?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Body wash, same price, less product.
Mm-hmm.
That's the picture huge there.
That's a big difference in the
big
bottles.
Big difference. Yeah. Like the Baby Dove is what they're showing. And the old bottle compared to the new, very big difference.
Big difference on that one.
So I tried to pick a wide variety of things. So essentially everything. Like, very few things probably that have not been changed. If you're curious about this, encourage you to check out consumerworld.org. There is a price checker where you can paste a URL.
Ooh.
For the item, and you can spot bargains by comparing its current price to its price history.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Wow, that's fascinating.
And I think it's also a really good source to use. Like, you're going to continue to buy milk. If you've been buying milk, you're going to continue to buy. It's not like any of these, I refuse to buy that product now because of this.
No.
That's where they get you.
Mm-hmm.
But there might be some things where you can say, you know what? I've been on the fence about this anyway. Now, I'm not going to use it. Now, I'm not going to keep using it. Like, there might be some things like that.
Or there may be an alternative.
Right. Switch to a generic or another company. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that is consumerworld.org. Encourage you to check that out. And just look into the subject, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, do some homework on this one. Nowadays, the term do your research has got a bad vibe to it and everything.
Yeah.
I always say do your homework. Do a little research on this stuff and be a smart consumer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and always, it's always great to read what other consumers are saying.
Mm-hmm.
I always go to consumer reviews because I think they're the people that are using the products that are have experience with it from the consumer level as opposed to marketing.
Exactly. Very different. Very different. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We will take a break here. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, James, and Melissa here with you. And we're going to kind of feature Mel in the next 10, 20 minutes here a little bit because Melissa's news, of course, is coming up. And longtime listeners of Mel's news out there would know that we've already kind of touched, or she's already touched on this story. But it is our first That Ain't Right story of the day. And it's one that I don't think we can bring enough attention to this subject. So, Mel, I'm going to ask you to kind of give me, handle this one with me. It involves the 27-year-old California man accused of having a role in a scam that defunded several area elderly residents out of thousands of dollars and has pled not guilty.
This really gets me because people do this. They call, it's called the elder scam, and they will call grandparents posing as their grandchild in distress. Somebody did this to my grandma called saying they were my younger brother Andy, and that he was locked up. He needed bail money, and he needed help. And he was crying and upset on the phone. And fortunately, my grandma didn't believe it. Mm-hmm. Like she didn't, she double checked. She got off the call and called my mom and was like, what's going on? And no, things were fine. But it was some coward out there trying to scam money out of a poor grandmother by preying on her heart. as it makes me so angry. I almost don't have words.
Yeah. In May, many county and city law enforcement agencies began getting reports of an aggressive spin on the, quote, grandparent scam. The crime not only included a phone call from someone, but obviously the grandchild, as Melissa so accurately put. Court documents state that Comfort posed as an attorney and bondsman in the scam.
Yeah, actually showed up at their doorstep.
Jeez.
That's a psychopath.
There's something wrong with that person.
No, that is a psychopath. I think that term has been like Hollywood kind of,
right.
I don't know, if ismed or something, but that's a psychopath right there.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Melissa, I didn't mean to cut you off.
They take it that it might not just be him. It might be a ring of people. They don't actually even know yet.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Because this guy is from California, mm-hmm. and he was doing this in our state in, what, three different counties, I believe.
Yes.
In Marathon County, a woman lost nearly $50,000. A person was arrested in this case. Taylor County, a woman reported losing $9,500. And then in Waupaca, yes. So, I mean, it's this time of year is where these cowards really come out of the cracks and everything mm-hmm. in the dirt and try to take advantage of people. So, you know, we ask that anybody out there listening, especially our veterans out there, our older listeners mm-hmm. out there, if you get a call that you're unsure of, call them out. Ask to talk to somebody in charge. If they tell you there isn't somebody or they're that person, red flag.
Yep.
Red flag right away, because guess what? Managers don't make calls like that. Owners don't make calls like that. The U.S. government will never make a call like that.
Nope.
The IRS will never call you. No police department, sheriff's department will ever call you or ask for personal information off over the phone like that.
Exactly.
And if it's a grandchild that you haven't heard from for a long time, check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Double check. Always double check. Yes.
And please, just as importantly as all of this, do not feel any shame. Do mm-hmm. not feel bad. Do not feel like you were hoodwinked or anything like that. There are plenty of people out there who are incredibly intelligent who have gotten hoodwinked mm-hmm. on these things.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, even people like myself and my dad who were born and raised on the other side of the tracks, I can see a hustle coming from a mile away, and they almost got me. I was caught on a 20 seconds they had me, 20 to 30 seconds they had me. I'm like, wait a minute. And then it took me a second. Well, okay, all right, now I know what's going on.
Right.
But even I almost got on.
But that's
one.
It. That's what they. That's what they're counting on.
Yep.
It's that
mm-hmm.
uncertainty. And when you're you know, when you're elderly and not all you know elderly people are like this, of course.
No.
But because they have you know they have usually have family and stuff like that, and they want to help family, and they prey on that emotional uncertainty that comes up. That's exactly what they do. So even and like I mean like James just said, someone who's very aware of this sort of thing, even then. It can be, it's like, wait a minute, makes you think. And see, that's what they do. That's how that's how it works.
Yeah. I do want to also note, don't try this with my family about me. They will not pay it. They will.
They'll leave you to rot.
I was trying to find a funny way to wrap this. There is nothing funny about this. And I'm not trying to make light of anything, but we do a comedy show here.
That's true.
A little bit. But I will say that, you know, again, just do not feel any shame about this one. That's how these cowards have gotten so successful over the years, by preying on your shame, your fear of I have to admit that this happened to me. It's okay. It happens to thousands and thousands of people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, please reach out to our sheriff, our police departments.
Let's catch these
guys.
Share
that information.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And let's put a stop to these guys. Mm-hmm. We will take a break right here, get to Melissa's news. But Mel, did want to thank you for sharing that story with us. Appreciate it. Good
mm-hmm.
reporting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back after Mel's news, have some more fun with some other stuff here on Mornings at WFHR. You have to have that one in there. You got to have that one.
You got to have it in there.
Little wham for you, everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Morning Show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic morning. 9:35 on the clock. And we're going to dive into an interesting one, especially this time of year, I think. How many of us believe in astrology, say psychics are legit, or even think dream catchers work?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
If you believe in things like astrology, you're not alone. We'll get into this new poll. Here are a few more outside the box ideas that a sizable chunk of Americans believe in.
Yeah.
So I think that's always kind of an interesting thing, especially when we're talking about this type of this time of year, where, you know, earmuffs out there, everybody, for the little ones, you know, the so much of a holiday is built around a fictional
mythical creature, right?
Yeah, mythical creature, if you will. Yeah. Yes.
Good way to put it.
Yeah,
very well said. So looking at this list, 17% of us think that at least some psychics are legit.
Okay.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when it comes to that one, I've always just been, I'm too cynical to really give them the legitimacy they deserve if they do are good at what they do. But I also am open-minded enough to think, well, maybe there is something to it. It just hasn't reached me.
Right.
I don't like the idea. I don't see why that's so hard to do. Like, say I was completely against psychics, didn't believe in it at all. Mm-hmm. Why do I care if other people believe in it? You know,
yeah.
As long as then nobody's getting hurt or anything like that.
Or you're stealing someone's money.
There's the rub. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as nobody's getting hurt.
Right. Yeah.
Now, I will say, if somebody has the money to spend and they're spending $20 on a psychic telling or a fortune telling, because fortune tellers are next here, and they can afford to spend that money, whether the quote-unquote fortune teller, any of this is real or not real or anything,
right.
Who are we to say? How is that any different than me going to the movies and spending $20?
Well, right.
You know, it's entertainment as much as it is.
Or gambling or something that.
Yeah.
If you're enjoying it, if you do it for fun, you know, anything like that, hey, what's the harm?
It's not my thing, but I'm not that. I don't expect people to be into my thing. You know,
no.
So I shouldn't expect to, you know, that vice versa. Again, all of this within reason of not, you know, going bankrupt doing these things.
Healthy skepticism is good, is usually a good way to go with that, yeah.
So I mentioned fortune tellers, 13% of Americans believe in them.
Okay, very cool.
15% trust tarot card readings.
Okay, which a lot of fortune tellers use.
Yeah,
I mean, they're kind of similar, so.
Here's some other interesting ones, like 29% of people think manifesting works. Basically, that's where if you keep telling yourself you'll get something, it'll happen eventually. I don't know about that one.
That one's interesting.
Yeah.
Because it all depends on what you're expecting. Like, right. I believe I'm going to win $1 million. I believe I'm going to win $1 million. And that's what I focus on, and that's what I just think about all the time. The other part of manifesting is that you actually have to do things toward making that thing happen.
Right.
If I don't buy a lottery ticket, I'm not going to win $1 million, no matter how much I think about it.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm splitting hairs here and everything, but I am a very big believer in, you know, doing these kind of things for yourself. The self mantra, the big halftime speech to yourself kind of thing. I've seen it work. I know for a fact it works for me. I don't know if it worked for everybody, but the fact that it works on me shocks me. It really does. It genuinely does, because I know I can't con myself. I know I'm trying to do this, but it does. It works. Like, it really does help. It goes a long ways.
Positive mindset is honestly half the battle in winning at life.
There was a huge switch that happened to me in my late mid-30s, and it's that exactly what Melissa just said right there, choosing to have a positive mindset, even when the world isn't positive, even when my day wasn't.
Yep.
And just the biggest, one of the biggest game changers I've ever had.
Right.
It was like a switch flipped for me, and everything I do now, it's almost like the doctor hits your knee.
A reflex.
It's like that for me now,
yep.
Where it just happens, and it almost gets annoying sometimes.
Well, and self-fulfilling prophecy is usually used in a negative context, but it can be a good thing.
Yeah.
Like what you're saying, James, if you continually say, I'm going to, this is my goal. I'm going to reach this goal. We don't call it a self-fulfilling prophecy. We call it a goal, right? It's
just
a change in semantics. But it's basically the same thing. You keep telling yourself that, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And then you work at it. You get to your goal and boom, you've self-fulfilled a prophecy that you had. So it can be used in a positive sense too. And the whole positive thinking thing. Yeah. I mean, you're all correct on that.
There is no negative to positive thinking. There's no
I like
side
that. That's good.
Side effects may include you smile more. You know, people like being around you more.
Yeah, wow. Amazing.
31% of us think physical objects can hold spiritual energy. I'm thinking of a lot of people have crystals and those kind of things.
Yes, pyramids, that sort of thing. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough about that stuff to speak on it, but I will say that there are people that I consider incredibly intelligent people that believe very adamantly about those things. And that gives me a little bit of a more leaning towards less cynical and more, well, I should learn more, or is there something to it? I think a lot of what we were just saying about manifesting has to do with that, too. If you walk around and you're like, this crystal ain't going to do anything, well, it's probably not going to do anything. If you walk around with a positive mindset and believing in it and everything, I'm not saying that the whole world's going to be your oyster, but, you know, more than likely, good things happen. I genuinely believe that. The energy you put into the universe is the energy you get back.
Karma. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
16% of us believe in numerology, where patterns in numbers mean something. There's also, so I don't really share this very often. I'm not good at sharing weaknesses and being vulnerable. I'm really not. As much as I share on the air, think about the things I don't share, you guys. And both Seth and Melissa have plenty to add to that conversation that they probably wish they didn't know. I'm weird with numbers. If you know, like when I post things online, it's always at a certain time, at like 4 after, or 7 after, or 13 after, or on the top of the hour. Almost everything I post is that way. Why? I have no clue. I can't help myself. I literally can't help it.
That's cool.
I'm like that with if I have a supplement that I take, I have to take it at that certain time every time.
Okay.
I'm weird with numbers. I don't know why. I've had way too many like therapists just say, "I'm sorry, I can't help you." I'm joking. I've never really like dove into this and why it's like that or anything, but I'm like that. I can't begrudge people that put even more stock into numbers and everything.
No.
Numbers are crucial to life, though, and we all have our own little weird things. I count stairs. Every time I go up a flight of stairs or down a flight of stairs, I count them.
Nice. That's good.
I just don't know why.
Yes.
I like that we're owning this, though, Melissa.
That's good.
I do this because of this deep reason or anything like that. No, I don't know. I got nothing.
look, I when I was younger, I would, be like, rah, whatever, that's crazy stuff and like that. As I've grown older and I realize that faith in something is like fundamental to the human condition, I realize that I can't really make fun of people's other things. I am in a religion that ritually eats someone's body and drinks their blood. I'm like, looking from the outside, oh my gosh, that's weird.
Yeah, that's really weird.
I've accepted that. And so it's like one of those things where, you do whatever it is, as long as, like you said, it's not hurting someone, you're not scamming, trying to take someone's money, because all this can go the opposite way too. Everything we were just talking about can go to the scammer route, of course, just like so many other things. But I'm a pragmatist in this, if it makes you a better person, then it's a good thing. That's what it should be.
I think you hit on something really good there, Seth. I can add to that from the Jewish side of things. We don't even wear a full hat. Like, why
just cover that one spot?
That one spot? Was it a Jewish man was going bald and he didn't want anybody to know? Why would we not eat pork? It's great food. Love bacon. Bacon's great. There's silly. I don't want to say silly. There's things that may seem silly to some.
Yeah, exactly.
But they have meaning to others.
In every religion and every spiritual thing like this. That's true.
We all have these things in common.
Yep.
And back to numbers. I mean, if we look at number sequences in nature and how tied we are to that, like think of the Fibonacci sequence.
Exactly.
Oh, Mel. Oh. That's where I wanted to wrap up. Oh, that's so good. Oh, you are good. That was good. As a kid reading about that, I think that's a little of where it stems from for me, is that the Fibonacci sequence. Just thinking how cool that is and everything.
Exactly.
Continuing with this, 12% of us think fairies are real.
Wow. That's higher than I
expected.
That is
a lot higher than I would have expected.
Yeah,
yes,
wow.
Yes. That.
But not all cultures think fairies are good. Think about
Scotland. Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
Fairies are evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there's so many great folk tales and folk stories out there, and every culture has hundreds of great ones. I really love Irish folk tales. I don't know why, but they are so like detailed and so interesting and everything.
And many of them are terrifying as well.
Yes. Horrifying.
But I know that did you say Irish?
I said Scotland.
Scotland. I thought so. Okay. Yeah. Scotland, Irish, like both really have like quite the interesting history of folk tales and folklore. Yes. So much of it really bled into America here too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Red Gauntlet. If you haven't read the story of Red Gauntlet, that's a good one. It's a good Scottish one.
Nice one. Good one. Yeah. 21% of us think mediums can channel people's spirits.
Mm.
So this one, this is one where I am a little biased on, and I don't even like that I am biased about it. Mm-hmm. But I've rambled about the story of Houdini and his mother and his family being taken advantage of, and reading that story as a young person, that was the first impression I had of mediums. Maybe there are mediums out there. Maybe it can. I am open-minded enough to believe that maybe it can exist.
There's something we can't explain, right?
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. Nobody's got the answers what happens when this whole, when the curtain falls here. Nobody knows what happens next. We have theories, we have ideas, we have faith thoughts, but we don't necessarily have concrete evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little hesitant to say any of these things, but unfortunately, all those things we started talking about, mediums are the most guilty of taking advantage of people.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that I'm not going to mention his name because he already got way too much press, but for a long time, there was a guy on Sci-Fi Network that had a TV show where he would have people come on, and I'd watch this show, and I'd be, so it's okay for this guy to do this kind of hustle, but when we would get in trouble, like little brown kids and people like me and everything would get in trouble and everything, his kids doing this same thing this guy is doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a good hustler does? They read you. They know things.
Yep.
Chances are, if you are this age, you have a parent that has passed away. Realistically, that's a chance. So if I say to a crowd of 300 people, I'm sensing somebody recently lost a relative, recently lost someone close to them.
You got it.
What are the odds that somebody in that is going to be able to do that?
Right.
And when they're specific, you know what they also don't tell you is all those people that came in there were questioned. We're asked, hey, do you have any siblings? Hey, what are your siblings' names? What are these? And then they're blown away when Mr. What's-His-Name up there is able to call out, I'm sensing somebody with a D in their name. Somebody, oh my God, me. And I'm not mad at the people that believe in this stuff. Those are people that are hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They haven't healed. They miss their loved ones.
And they're looking for answers.
Exactly.
These mediums are no different than the scammer we were talking about earlier.
Exactly.
They're the exact same breed and should be treated the same exact way. They are cowards. If you can prove to me so-and-so and whoever you are, if you're a medium out there, please, I am here, james@wfhr.com. Go ahead and reach out to me and let me know that you're good at what you do. But it's one of these things that it's like one of the very few things in life where I'm kind of like, it's not cynical. I have an issue with this. I have an issue with people that do this. And I don't want to. I want to be open-minded. I want to be understanding of all things. But this one.
That one, there's been enough of the bad side that makes it hard to go the other way.
So speaking for the 21% that do believe in this, you know, we don't know what happens after death, but we do know that atoms don't die.
Right.
Mm,
that atoms are always still around, and we are a collection of atoms.
Oh, yeah.
So who knows what happens after we die? And I think that people who are true mediums aren't advertising it.
Very true.
They're not trying to exploit it, right?
Yeah. No, they're not trying to exploit it. And some of them probably don't even want it.
I wouldn't. I'll tell you that much.
I think both are really good points to bring up.
Yes.
And finally, 18% of us think dream catchers work in some mystical way.
Hmm. Hey.
I don't know if they work or they don't, but I think they're really cool. I like
them.
They
look cool,
I think they're cool, yeah. And again, something like that isn't that different than a medium or tarot reading or some of these things.
No.
If you've got belief in it, if it does something for your heart, if it helps you heal, more power to you.
Exactly.
You know, no issues with that. Nobody's hurt. Nobody's taking money out of your pocket or hurting you or someone you love or something like that, then yeah. If it slows down the healing process, that might be a little different. But if it is helping somebody heal, who is anybody to call that
out? To judge that. Yeah. Absolutely not.
And I think that whether you are, you know, the most cynical human being in existence, mm-hmm. or you are the most open-minded, everybody needs to kind of be on each other's side on this one.
Mm, right.
It is time for us to have some fun, Seth. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's get a new get ourselves a qualifier for this ham from our friends at Quality Foods.
Ham it up, everyone, because we already have plenty of hams in here right now. I can tell you. Yeah. We need to give one away.
Nicely done.
So we have less. We had so much fun with our turkey giveaway. We went back to Quality Foods and they're like, let's give a ham away. And we are very excited. We have more trivia questions. This is about Christmas food items. We're going to start off today with a simple one. I think this should be a pretty good one. We'll ease everyone into it. So get ready to call 424-2600, everybody. Here's question number one. What dairy product made all over Wisconsin is in most cookie recipes? What dairy product made all over Wisconsin is in most cookie recipes? 424-2600 to get your answer in for this one.
Let's see if we got ourselves a winner. What's your answer?
Your answer would be butter.
Yeah, butter.
Woo! Yes. Nicely done. Who do we have on the phone with us?
Mary Jo.
Mary. Oh, good. I thought that was you. Good to hear from you, Mary Jo. How you been?
Just fine.
Very cool. Very good to hear. Thank you so much for listening and playing along. Your number shot up right away. You knew this one instantly, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
That's very cool. That's very cool.
I would venture to guess she's done some baking in her life.
Yeah, baked a cookie or two.
Yeah.
Just a couple things.
Mary Jo, if you wouldn't mind, would it be okay if you hung on the line here for a moment? I don't want to get your number over the air or anything like that. So if you don't mind, just hang on the line for a moment.
Sure. No
Thank
problem.
You. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for helping us ham it up over here at with our friends at Quality Foods. You have a great weekend.
Being our first qualifier.
Yeah. You too.
Thank you. Wonderful. That's so good.
That's great.
Keep in mind, everybody, everything you need for your Thanksgiving meal and your Christmas meal, holiday, any holiday.
Any holiday.
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, doesn't matter. Get on over to Quality Foods and get all the items you need. Support local, buy local, and keep on listening because we're going to be doing this all the way up to Friday the 16th. Every day we'll be grabbing a qualifier, playing some trivia, and getting you an opportunity to win this Christmas ham.
Yes, exciting, exciting.
That is a really cool really cool thing that they're doing. And a big shout out to our friends at Quality Foods IGA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Getting to some good stories of the day now to wrap up our show. A group of women went to a Waffle House in Alabama for an early Friendsgiving last month and left the waitress a $1,125 tip.
What?
Their bill was $75.
What?
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
There's so many stories about this. I got a good friend, Kaylee, out in Ohio, Cleveland, near Cleveland. She and some friends do this all the time.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think she did this once where she brought it up on Facebook that she was going to do this. And she asked if people wanted to like kind of GoFundMe kind of thing. And they raised even more money doing it that way.
Oh, that's so
and
cool.
Then, wow. So they were able to like surprise this person. And I think she's done it at like a couple of different like places. Like, and I like that she chose like local businesses, mom and pop kind of places thing.
Right.
A guy in Kansas says his 6-year-old pit bull saved his life on Sunday.
Wow.
He fell asleep watching football, woke up to her nudging his head, and realized his house was on fire.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
Oh my.
The home is a total loss, but he and the dog made it out okay.
Oh, thank God. That dog, man. That's a hero
dog. Nudging his head. Like, I don't want to interrupt your football. I know, you're sleeping.
But house is on fire.
You need to wake up now. Wake up.
That's such a dog move. That's such a dog move right there.
It's so sweet.
I'm so sorry to bother you, but house is on fire.
It's time to get up.
And,
something smells a little off right now.
Hey, my food bowl is on fire. So...
Dog kibble melted. Not how I like it.
Not cool. Actually, the opposite of cool. Quite literally, the opposite of cool. And one more here for you. Instead of shopping on Black Friday, a couple in Southern California decided to go camping. They came across a hiker who had been lost for 2 weeks.
Whoa.
They helped rescue him. His feet were swollen and infected from all the walking he had done. Man. He didn't have a phone with him, but managed to survive on half a jar of salsa he had brought along.
Half a jar of salsa for 2 weeks.
Amazing.
That's incredible.
That's an incredible story.
I actually hadn't heard anything about this.
No.
I hadn't heard about this story. That's
crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, it looks like they're at ABC7. ABC7.com is the complete article here.
Mm.
Wow, I'm going to look into that.
That one's interesting, yeah.
That is fascinating. Man, yeah. Good on those people.
Mm-hmm.
Another one here that I thought was a really fun one. Humankind, changing the world one small act at a time, is a breath of fresh air full of stories that will brighten your outlook and restore your faith in humanity.
Mm-hmm.
The national bestseller is now discounted to 99 cents through December 4th, and the entire purchase price will be donated to nonprofit Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Oh, cool.
Adding to the $100,000 already raised for the nonprofit.
Wow.
Nice.
Awesome.
I have not read the complete book. I've read outskirts from it and everything, and it looks really good.
Yeah.
Humankind, Changing the World One Small Act at a Time, is filled with uplifting stories about everyday heroes, like the seamstress grandparents who banded together to mend clothes and in the process hearts for people who are homeless.
Oh, wow.
The six-year-old who started a global kindness movement.
Nice.
Pamela, the young mother who was horrified by the amount of food wasted in Philadelphia's restaurants and wanted to use that food to help the hungry.
Mm.
Despite being told it was impossible, she did it anyway with her kids in tow, and today her organization feeds 1,355 people a week.
Oh, a week?
A week.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. Jeez.
Whoever told that mom that she could not do something, like, what were you thinking?
Well, it's all the motivation she needed, I guess.
Never tell a mom. My God, yeah. What are you thinking?
What are you thinking?
Moms make the world go round.
They do.
Author Brad Arneson was inspired to write Humankind when his family went through one of the most difficult times of their lives. His wife Mia was in the middle of 2.5 years of treatment for leukemia when a patient advocate suggested that Mia, Brad, and their 5-year-old son Jack create projects to provide a purpose, a distraction, and a focus for the hours they were spending in the hospital every week.
Wow.
For Brad's project, he wrote about the small acts of kindness by friends and strangers that carried his family through Mia's treatment and recovery.
Wow.
But when he was done, he felt compelled to keep going. What about all the other stories out there? And that's where all that came from.
Wait, well, that's a great story in and of itself. That's great. Yeah.
It looks like a really good book. I know I will be purchasing one before December 4th, and I encourage others to as well. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, iBook, maybe if you have a local store, local bookstore near you, seeing if they have it. You may even be able to order it.
Yes.
And get ahead of that on that one. But just such a incredibly cool story right there. And way to take what could be a very dark moment where you could be very caught up in your own emotions and these things, and to take it to that level.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the positive.
Absolutely.
And that's so much of life, ain't it?
Is that the theme of the show today?
Yeah,
think
really
positive.
Is.
It's not a bad theme.
No.
I can't tell you how many times we have a theme and it's something that I've worked hard on, and I calculate this and this, and I want to make sure that we have time. And then there's this time where, no, I did not plan any of that. It just happened.
It happened. Very organically, yes.
Happened to be our theme today.
Yeah, and
it works out. We want to also thank all of you out there. Thanks for the calls we've gotten all week, the guests we've had on Morning Magazine, to the greatest co-hosts in the world, every one of our co-hosts we've had on these airwaves with us. Thank you so much. I'll be back next week and having a lot more fun, and keep on listening for not only chances to get in the qualifying for this free Christmas ham from our friends at Quality Foods, but of course plenty of other giveaways we'll have and other fun stuff we'll be doing. Looking forward to all of it, and I want to encourage you to check out our original content this weekend. Check out the Sunshine Polka Show at 7 and noon on Saturday, Over the Back Fence from 11 to noon on Saturday. Seth will be there with you. Be sure to hang out and call, give Seth a call and say hi.
Light up the phones, everyone.
Bring us your items you're looking for, items you want to sell, of course, all of those fun things. On Sunday, we will have Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. The theme?
Your heart. My heart
organ
beats
songs.
For thee. Yes, organs.
Also,
that sounds a lot worse. Thanks.
It's actually 2 hours of just monkey grinder music.
That's
going to be great.
It'll come to that someday, just so you know.
And join us for a director's cut from 8 to 9, of course. We'll have our WFHR play we'll have in there.
It's going to be fun.
Have some great stuff radio that Seth theater. And I are going to go over. Yes, wonderful radio theater. Melissa, have yourself a great weekend. Sending healing vibes to you and Aaron and everybody over there.
Yeah, you guys too.
Seth, have a good weekend.
You too, brother.
You guys have a great one. We'll meet you back here Monday for more mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio.